With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The next step in former President Trump's New York criminal trial comes today with the start of closing arguments. Mr. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Jury deliberations could begin tomorrow. A tragic mistake is how Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu described Sunday's Israeli airstrike in the Gaza city of Rafah. It set fire to a tent camp for displaced Palestinians, with Palestinian officials saying at least 45 people were killed. Israel says two senior Hamas officials were killed in the attack on a terrorist compound near the refugee camp. Three European nations set to formally recognize an independent Palestinian state. Ireland, Norway, and Spain plan to take that step today, according to Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez.
This is a historic decision that has a single goal, to contribute to achieving peace between Israelis and Palestinians.
Israel doesn't see it that way, condemns the move as a reward for terrorists. Also at SRNNews.com, the death toll has risen to 23 following powerful weekend storms that swept parts of four states.
The deadly storms and tornadoes wreaked havoc in parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Kentucky, with forecasters saying the greatest weather risk has now shifted eastwards, covering a broad sweep of the country from Alabama to New York. More thunderstorms, strong winds, and flash flooding are expected on Tuesday. The White House said President Biden had spoken with the governors of each state affected and had offered federal assistance.
The BBC's Tom Bailey. Rescue crews racing the clock in the search for survivors of Friday's devastating landslide in Papua New Guinea. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 22 points. This is SRN News. Christian clergymen condemn Turkey.
The Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Union accused Turkish President Recep Erdogan of trying to erase Christianity's historic presence in his country. Erdogan is on a campaign to elevate Islam in Turkey and has been converting churches into mosques. Christians came to the country in the first century, and such biblical figures as Paul and Timothy were born in what is modern-day Turkey. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite intense criticism in the mainstream media, Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker says he has no regrets about expressing his beliefs in a recent commencement speech. He condemned abortion and the LGBT lifestyle earlier this month at Benedictine College in Kansas. Speaking at a Catholic gathering last week, he said at the outset many people expressed a shocking level of hate. But as the days went on, even those who disagreed with my viewpoints shared their support for my freedom of religion. This is SRN News. The town's abuzz. The bee has landed.
28 of the last 34 Scripps National Spelling Bee champions have been Indian American. Officials say the experience of first-generation Indian Americans and their Spelling Bee champion children illustrates the economic success and cultural impact of the nation's second-largest immigrant group. This year's Bee gets underway Tuesday just outside of Washington, and as usual, many of the kids are Indian American. Jason Walker reporting.
Another problem involving a jetliner, but this time it's an Airbus plane. The FAA says an engine fire caused the pilot of the Airbus A320 to abort takeoff yesterday at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Flames were seen shooting from the engine while the plane was on a taxiway. The takeoff was scrubbed, and there were no injuries. More details at SRNNews.com.